First base open, the pitch. Swung and ripped to deep right field. Back goes Springer, it's over his head. One hops the wall. That'll score Straw and Ramirez. Calhoun with a two-run double, and the Guardians with an 8-6 lead here in the 11th inning. They pitch to Cole Calhoun with a base open and a right-handed hitter on deck. And Cole Calhoun with his third hit. Laced a two-run double over the head of right fielder George Springer.
Guardians win in extra innings yesterday, concluding out their games with the Blue Jays. Now they are heading off to Minnesota with some all-important games. You got a number of games against the Twins, six games back. Here to talk about all that and other things, Bob DiBiase of the Guardians. It's brought to you on WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Good morning. Yes, as we've talked about, it's more fun chatting on Monday morning after a Sunday win and a good series victory in Toronto for the Guardians as we head into Minnesota. As you said, big series for us. If we want to make a move and defend our American League Central Division title we won a year ago, it starts tonight. We have six against them in our next three series. We're at Minnesota, then we come home to Tampa for the weekend, and then the Twins come to town on Labor Day and September 4, 5, 6. So six big ball games coming up.
Absolutely, and we can do it the best we can. We want to try to gain some ground. It seems like we gain a little and lose a little, and we're still sort of trailing Minnesota quite a bit, and people are just trying to wonder what's going to happen with this team. We also got the word last week, Terry Francona putting out those tea leaves, making those statements, kind of saying that he probably, this will be the last for him, but obviously nothing guaranteed or related to that. To give us a little of your thoughts about how he thinks things have gone this past week and how Terry has kind of finally sort of let it out there for us to hear.
Yeah, very interesting. I think the day after a reporter asked him in one of his normal pregame pressers, I think it was Andre Knott, that asked him, how's he feeling? What's it looking like? Just a general question. Tito's always been incredibly honest when he's been in front of the media. That's one of his great strengths. And the day after, he and Hammy sat for a pregame interview, and I think that's when it really set in that Tito is really looking at this is going to be his final season, his 23rd as a big league manager, if you can imagine that, 10 as a player. And I think he said it rather succinctly. His body is just beat up. He's got to get shoulder surgery. He's got double hernia he has to deal with. He just continues over the last next number of years to have off-season surgeries and things of that nature, either hip replacements or knees, to get ready to do his job. And it's just gotten to a point where it just has beat him up. And it's unfortunate. A Hall of Fame manager, a guy we all just absolutely adore, working alongside. It's going to be a big change for us. And it's an unfortunate scenario, but you knew it was coming someday.
You know, Bob, as time goes on, I think people maybe lose even a little perspective about what a good ball player he was back in his day. As I remember, kind of a really good line drive hitter.
Absolutely. It's nice of you to bring that up. A lot of people forget Tito was the number one draft pick of the Montreal Expos. He went to the University of Arizona, which is why he lives in Tucson in the offseason, fell in love with Tucson. Spent some time in Tucson as a little kid when his dad played for us and we had spring training in Arizona in Tucson. His jersey number is retired at the University of Arizona. The baseball field and their strength and conditioning area, it's the Terry Francona Baseball Complex that he's donated money to. But he came out and was a 300 hitter right away as a number one draft pick, and was off and running on a really, really good career. And then his knees barked back at him. And back in those days, the surgeries weren't anywhere near what they are today. And so I think he had six or seven knee surgeries over the course of his career. And he was able to last 10 years. He always kids that it made him a better manager because he understands what fighting for a job and sitting on the bench watching the game, that experience made him a better manager.
Sounds good. Well, we look forward to the games that are coming up here in the month of September. An all-important one starts tonight here at the end of August, taking on the Twins. And then we've got the homestand coming up with the Rays and the Twins once again. Bob, we'll talk again. Not next Monday. That's Labor Day, right? I'm just trying to get my schedule in place. So we'll work.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's right. You're going to give me holiday off. So we'll talk. Yes.
Right. We'll work a day around that somewhere. Hopefully we'll be talking some good news in the middle of that Minnesota series. But we look forward to the games going on and the final stretch here in the 2023 season. Bob, talk to you soon again.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.
Bob DiBiasio joining us, VP with the Guardians, talking Guardians baseball. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.